world-famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California. And I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm General Galen Shaw. And
I'm Margaret Gray, and I can't believe... Oh, my God. Do-do.
And it's Frank.
Oh, my... It's Frank Sinatra, General.
Yeah, I recognize him.
What's with you? This is...
Pretty cool music, isn't it?
Yeah, Frank Sinatra, he's cool.
Anyway, welcome to the show, and...
I want to just... Do you like Frank Sinatra, don't you?
Yeah, he's fine, but I don't think we need to keep pointing up how cool everything is around here. Sometimes we play music that blows me right out of the water. I don't know where... I don't know what planet we're from. Well, anyway, this is music you agree with?
I mean, agree with it. Yeah, I would agree with the sentiment.
Yeah, okay, I agree with it. Jeez. Anyway, welcome to the program, the Phil Henry Show. And we have on the show today, this is going to be a cool thing today. You know, the bar fight has, the bar fight showdown is underway.
Yeah, my understanding, now you had some kind of a screw up, right?
No, there wasn't a screw up. He was just wondering what, do you know what the fight is?
Yeah, well, we've had two bar, let me just do this.
Because I won one of them.
Yes, yes, yes.
We know, Miss Gray.
No, you don't. Well, having said that, in such a rude way, I'm going to reassert I won one of them.
All right, Margaret, sorry.
And I wound up beating Bobby Dooley almost to a pulp, almost to a bloody pulp. I beat her worse than Ted Bell beat Jeff Dowder.
Well, you beat her at 70 to the tune of 79%.
Yes, and that was more than what's-his-name, right?
What do you mean? Who's what's-his-name?
Ted Bell, who just won the fight, last week's fight, 72%. So,
Yeah, all right. So you beat the hell out of her. No, no question about that.
All right. So what's the problem?
No problem at all. I'm just trying to stay out of trouble here.
So, what we have coming up now.
All right.
Is, I believe it is Bob Green versus R.C. Collins.
That's going to be bitching, man. You kidding me? Dude, I hope Green beats on him and beats on him and beats him till he's beat it up.
Beats on him till he's beat it up, huh?
Why do you have such a problem with R.C. Collins?
No, man, he doesn't like R.C. Collins from way back.
R.C. Collins is a smart ass, and he deserves it to get his ass kicked.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Bob Green versus R.C. Collins, bar fight number 3, coming up today. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. Did you know this, Margaret, that you're going to be up for the semifinals?
Oh, yeah. Frank and I have already discussed this. We've already discussed it. We've looked at the perspective, the possibility of each fighter and what I need to do. What I need to pick up, what chair I need to throw.
What do you mean chair you need to throw?
It's a bar fight, all right?
Yeah, I guess, I wonder whose bar it is.
Yeah, I hope it's like a made-up bar.
Yeah, it's a made-up bar.
Well, it may be a made-up bar, but Frank and I discussed how to slam someone's face into a bar, how to pick up a chair and break it over their head, how to throw a glass, how to break a beer glass over someone's head, this sort of thing.
Jesus H. Christ.
All right, well... That's part of it.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what, Phil? I've got a little bit of experience with this, so...
That's great. Talk about it like you enjoy it.
Yeah, sometimes I do get my kicks that way. What about it?
Have you just seen a doctor for this? Everybody, let me finish this, please.
I don't need a doctor.
Yeah, but let me finish this. So it's going to be Bob Green versus R.C. Collins. And then there will be bar fight number 4. Now, we've got a number of contestants still available... After this third fight for 4, we've got Pastor William Rennick, we have Jay Sanis, we have Steve Bozell. So, we want to team them up. Who do you think is an even match for Pastor William Rennick, General?
Pastor Rennick, an even match for him? I think he would beat, who's left?
We'd have Steve Bozell and Jay Sanis.
I would think Jay Sanis.
I don't think either one of those creeps could stay in the ring with Pastor Rennick.
Well, say that, Pastor Rennick's a man of God.
He may be a man of God, but he is a very... That guy, he's got a whole lot going on. I mean, he's almost... He's borderline mental. And I don't want to say this because, you know, Phil will get mad at me, but it's almost like, and I say this with the greatest of respect, Pastor Rennick almost has retard strength, you know?
My God.
That was not cool.
What do you mean that wasn't cool? It's just not cool. Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Talk about because Pastor Rennick is almost a mental case?
I'm not saying he's a mental case so much as I'm saying... He gets lost in his insanity.
All right, so I guess you're saying Pastor Rennick would win.
Yes.
Well, we'll find out over either one of those guys.
That's my feeling.
All right, well, we'll find out because but that's down the road. This week's fight is Bob Green versus R.C. Collins. Go to facebook.com/PhilHenryFans. That's facebook.com/PhilHenryPhans. And begin to vote. For your favorite contestant, and give us the reason why, because we do choose a winner from our various comments of a download. So that will be fun. Now, as you know, we had a winner in last week's bar fight. Not only was it Ted Bell is the actual, fisticuffs winner, the actual pugilism winner, but we had a winner of a download. It was Marvin Moskowitz.
Now, this guy Marvin Moskowitz, is that a real name?
Yes, it's a real name.
Why would you think it's not a real name?
Oh, Henry's only the guy's a tattoo artist. Give me a break.
He is. He's a tattoo artist from New Jersey.
Marvin Moskowitz.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Man, I smell a rat.
Get out of here. Yes, Marvin, congratulations, buddy. I forget the name of the city in New Jersey.
No, I'll try and find him if I can.
Okay, that'd be really nice if you could. Marvin Moskowitz, the winner, so he gets a free download from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we congratulate you on that, Marvin. We'll have another winner coming up next week. On the show today, before we get into anything else, let me tell you, on the show today, we're going to have Dr. Jim Sadler, along with Professor Emery Clayton, talking about health insurance and whether or not we're going to get a health insurance plan.
Well, you know, this thing called Trump Care. And everyone is down on that. I don't think anyone thinks that's a good idea. Because Trump Care is just some way of bastardizing Obamacare. Obamacare is falling apart, as a lot of people like to say, which I'll give them the benefit. I think it's very rude and very clown-like and clownish to just write off Obamacare when we don't have anything else. What?
Well, I'm not sure.
He's sitting there staring at me.
What are you staring at, General?
I'm listening to this coming out of her mouth. What do you mean we don't have anything? Obamacare, people are getting that $12,000 deductible, right?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's that $12,000, they're responsible for that.
Yeah, and that's an Obamacare. And I just heard that Mary Catherine Hamm talking about it.
Well, that's another, Jim Sadler is going to be addressing that.
Addressing what?
Mary Catherine Hamm.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. And then we also have Vernon Dozier, and he'll be talking with an attorney representing one of his coaches, Rance Dilday. And I don't know who the attorney is. Do you know, Bud?
Yeah, his name is Taylor Winsome.
Taylor Winsome. Boy, some of these guys.
Yeah, Taylor Winsome, the attorney for Rance Dilday, will be with us to talk about this grievance that is so strongly felt by his client. I want to also mention that we're planning on doing a show that will feature all of the commercials from our shows during 2016. And then we will make that available as a download. But we'd like to first present that as a show. That's going to be a long show.
Well, that's not going to be one show, Phil. You're going to have to do two shows.
No, every commercial from 2016?
Yeah, you don't have to do all of them.
Why not?
Just some might blow.
That's a good point. Some of them may blow every kind of duck.
Every kind of duck?
Yes, every kind of duck.
Well, I'll get up to listen to them first.
Well, we will listen to them first and then figure out if they blow every kind of duck. But,
I'm just trying to be, I'm trying to give you the heads up on what can happen.
You're absolutely right, General. I appreciate that. So we'll see, but keep that one in mind, Jack. First of all, let's go to the traffic. It's our good friend Bob Bakin. Bob?
Hey, so right now, they're not the freeway. They've got it shut down to about 5 o'clock this morning. They campground, they'll run right into the ground. It's a campground, ground up cat down there. If anybody wants that, go down and get that bag. Got to put the bag on? Put the bag on right. All right, let's go to Skyboy.
And I'm on my bed time and the little Charlie Rand around downtown. And over on the right was number one freeway, number two on the five. I got the vibe and you got the vibe. Good vibes out there, the good vibration. I just came downtown with San Pedro over the harbor, and it looks like Pedro has gone down since Pedro Guerrero's coming back to the LA Dodgers. Over to Boyd Scabby any sweet there.
No, 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 no,
Viva Zapata. Help me. Boy, it's Sky Baby Sweet Man.
Ow.
Melmac is the computer that sits on your desk and gives you every kind of answer that you could possibly want for any kind of a question. It's quite a feat, and Melmac is available now at Bernsey Department Stores. Yes, Melmac is your friend. Melmac, how long will I have to sit in the car before I get to downtown Los Angeles?
4 hours.
4 hours?
4 hours.
Four at?
4 hours.
4 hour. Just 4 hour?
Correct.
There you go. It's that simple. Melmac has answers to things like, well, listen to this. Melmac, my rear molar really hurts. It feels the pain goes into my jaw. Do you think I would need a root canal?
Butt smell of your breath.
What's that again?
Butt smell of your breath.
By the smell of my breath?
Roger.
That's Melmac. A smart ass? Sure. A computer that says maybe more than it should? Sure again. A computer that probably on a bad day you'd kick and kick and kick until it was in pieces? Yes. A computer that you might kick into a swimming pool because it's got such a smart, smart mouth on it? Yes. Melmac, the computer and more. Available at the Bernsey department stores. Get 1, 2, 3, 5, 8. Doesn't matter to us. Each computer comes specially designed just for you. So it will say, for instance, hi Jim, hi Joe, hi Ed, whatever your name may be, unless it's a very difficult name. For instance, my name is Wolfgang. Melmac, what do you call me?
Asshole.
How about that? The new Melmac, available at the Bernsey department stores. The at-home computer that is at home, stays at home, doesn't budge, and doesn't go anywhere near you if you don't want it to. Melmac. Hi, this is Dr. Angus Hardon, and on Friday nights, I will give you the Angus Hardon View. Science is rapidly changing. Every little thing counts. You've got to know where we stand, and you've got to know where you stand. I need to know where you stand. Angus Hardon can take you into the deeper recesses of science and show you where the whole thing is going wrong. Are we going to continue to evolve, or will we now regress into something that resembles a piece of toast? Angus Hardon, this Friday night on National Socialist Radio. National Socialist Radio, brought to you through the proud sponsorship of the Bunsen Corporation, makers of slide rules and children's dolls.
$1 million of money shot.
What the hell is this?
Fox, yeah. We don't
that's the future. That's the future?
Fox, yeah. David Agrupa's future.
Fox, yeah. This guy sounds like he's got a problem talking. What is this, Jeff? What do you call that, Robert?
It's just hip-hop, man.
Yeah, this guy can't talk good. All right, well, welcome back to the pro. You don't like that, General?
As soon as I heard it, I was going, la, 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 la.
Guy sounds like he's got to take his brain out of his skull. Forget it. Never mind.
Yeah, use his skull as a cereal bowl.
That was my thought, yes.
Oh, my God. The two of you really deserve each other. Both of you want to be locked away forever.
Welcome to our program, folks.
Sorry, Phil.
Yeah, welcome to our program, folks, the Phil Hendry Show. And in this particular segment, we're going to have, I believe we have Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah, we got Dr. Jim Sadler, and we also have, Professor Emory Clayton. And the only reason why I know that is because I've been talking to Emory earlier in the day, and he said he was going to be on the program. Emory Clayton joining us from L.A. Canyon College. Emory, you know, the discussion today has to do with health care, health insurance.
Yes, that's a very important discussion and one that cannot be had in haste. And I think that's exactly what the administration is trying to do.
All right, now, we also have Dr. Jim Sadler, who is a medical doctor. And I suppose you could say, Jim, you're a little bit closer to the problem than perhaps Emory is.
Well, I know that Dr. Clayton is a scientist, a research scientist, more than he is any medical practitioner, but his opinion is valuable from the standpoint of what the society can absorb, and my opinion is valuable.
All right, now let's, didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to ask Emory.
I wanted to finish my point.
Let me finish his point, General. I'm okay.
What's wrong?
What's the problem? You tend to be long-winded. I'm sorry.
All right. I'll try to cut it. Guy over here said that.
Dr. Sadler?
Sorry. That was very...
kind of rude. I'm sorry, but I wanted to get right to the point here, which is the issue at hand.
All right. Well, I can do that because it's my issue. But I wanted to first say... Well, now I forgot what I wanted to say. God.
All right. Let me follow up.
You see, that's what's unfair.
All right. Hold on. Dr. Sadler and Professor Emory Clayton with us. Now, Dr. Sadler, you were saying that Professor Clayton knows how the culture will absorb it, but you're a doctor.
That's right. Now I know what I want to say. I'm a doctor, so I know the practical individual needs of health of my patients and what health insurance can do for them. Now, I saw Mary Catherine Ham. Do you know Mary Catherine Ham, anybody? Do you know Mary Catherine Ham, Professor Clayton?
No, I do not know who this woman is, but her name is Mary Catherine Ham.
Yes, that's correct.
No, I've not heard her.
You've not erped her?
I've not heard of her, man. Is that what the question was, Mary Catherine Ham?
Yes, that's the question.
I've not heard. God damn it, now I'm thinking it.
Can we watch the language, please, taking the Lord's name?
I apologize. I don't know her.
All right, so what about Mary Catherine Ham?
All right, well, I saw her on CNN, and I'm trying to get in touch with her. I'd like to get a lunch, some kind of a lunch meeting with Mary Catherine Ham, because I seen her on CNN, and she had some interesting takes on the deductible, because you were talking about a $12,000 deductible, right?
I'm not trying to be a smartass, but it's very difficult to have a conversation with you, Dr. Sato, when it sounds like you've got a nerve problem or there's a nerve ending exposed above the skin.
There's no nerve ending exposed above the skin.
Well, it sounded like you were stuttering a little bit.
Yeah, you're okay, right?
Yes, I'm okay. What a stupid thing to say. I'm very much okay.
I'm worried about your well-being, that's all. Because I hear you talking about the deductible.
Gentlemen, we can remain adults. We don't have to start mocking each other's speech patterns. Here's my question. We ready for this?
Yeah.
I mean, everything's okay, Mr. Henry.
I was just pointing out something here.
I understand. Here's my question. You want to, Dr. Sadler, you're talking about the individual absorbing it. Dr. Clayton is talking, or Professor Clayton is talking about society absorbing it. Let's talk from the standpoint of society first, Professor Clayton. In what sense is society unprepared or prepared for a national health care at this time?
Well, American society is not prepared for it at all. It would take a shift of thinking on the part of the President of the United States, Donald Trump. He doesn't have the brain, in my humble opinion, and I don't mean any offense, but he does not have the brain capacity to even understand how national health care, national health service, can literally shave trillions of dollars of waste away from our government, away from our consumers. Now you have let me pick up from here, okay? I'm fine. Yeah, I know, but you're going... You said to me...
Guys, spend less time complaining about each other's speech impediments.
I'm not complaining. That's a good point, Mr. Henry. I'm not complaining. But he said to me that I had a hard time, and I do have a hard time saying that deductible. You can't say that. I can say it. I can say it. I can say it, and I will say it.
Let's talk about Mary Catherine Ham.
That's what I wanted to hear about, because I heard that this is something that is on your mind. Now, I don't know who this woman is.
Yeah. The time I'm Mary Catherine Ham, she's on CNN. She does her announcing or something like that.
Well, yeah, she is on CNN. She is a political analyst. I've been trying to get in touch with her. I'm trying to get a late lunch. I'm trying to get an early lunch with her or a late breakfast so that we can discuss her ideas. And she was on CNN today. And she was talking about, I thought it was very interesting, she was talking about how she's on the insurance exchange and it's costing her an arm and a leg, even though she is a conservative commentator, you know, but it is costing a lot of money.
I don't see how that's got anything to do with anything.
What?
The fact that she's a CNN commentator costing her an arm and a leg. What is that about?
Well, if it's costing her a lot of money, it's costing a lot of other people a lot of money.
I know, but why do you want to have a breakfast? What is it called?
Breakfast? You don't know what that is?
I know what it is. What?
Okay, let's just calm down. You want to have a late breakfast with her?
Yeah, either a late breakfast or an early lunch.
And why do you want to have a late breakfast or an early lunch?
I'm trying to get inside her head to find out what her thoughts are on Trump care as opposed to Obamacare, because, you know, they want to force a vote on this, Phil, very soon. And I would agree with the Professor Clayton that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I think it is, too. I mean, what's the big rush?
Well,
if I could interrupt, the big rush is so that they can give Donald Trump a win. You know?
Well, you know, he's got a point there.
You know I got a point.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump is not going to get a win on this one if he wants to race this thing through. It isn't going to happen. They don't even have the votes on this.
That's my point. What they need to do instead is to sit down
and take the best of everything they can find and put it together.
But see, if I can get a late breakfast with Mary Catherine Ham...
Can I ask something?
Wait a minute, please. I want to get a late breakfast with Mary Catherine Ham.
Could we use the word breakfast, please?
I'm sorry. I want to get a late breakfast with Mary Catherine Ham so I can pick a late breakfast or an early lunch to pick a brain.
What is so special about this lady?
She, as I said, is a conservative commentator who is in the National Health Exchange. She buys health insurance for her kid, or I don't know how many kids she's got. And she, you know, I noticed her on TV, and I'm trying to get a late breakfast.
You're trying to get a late breakfast. Why?
Let me tell you something, my fine-feathered friend.
It sounds, Dr. Sadler, with the greatest of respect, sir, that you're just trying to get a date, like you're on the make or
God almighty.
Gentlemen, let's not disrespect each other professionally. This is entirely, I think, in keeping with Dr. Sadler trying to research this topic. You don't think so?
No, ma'am, I do not think so. I think it's Dr. Sadler trying to...
you know something, Emily? I said I want to get a late... Did I say I want to get a dinner date? Did I say I want to take her out to a bar? Did I say I want to take her for drinks? No, I did not. I said I want to get a late lunch or an early... I want to get a late breakfast or an early lunch.
Mr. Henry said that you stop using the word breakfast, and I'd like to second that.
Okay, we're talking here with... hold on, gentlemen. We're talking here with Dr. Jim Sadler and Professor Emery Clayton about healthcare as it stands right now. They want to get a vote going. They want to repeal Obamacare, get this new plan in place. Does anybody know what is in this new plan? Dr. Sadler, do you?
Well, that's the whole reason. I think I've got a pretty good idea because Mary Catherine Ham... When I saw her on TV...
Can I ask you, what is the big... This question, why is she such a big deal?
I'll tell you why she's a big deal. You know as well as I do that Dr. Sadler wants to get next to it.
That's so out of bounds. That's so out of bounds.
Come on, gentlemen, it's out of bounds. We're talking about a very important piece of legislation.
Well, you're talking about health care, but then again, he wants to have the ham. You know,
what do you mean he wants to have the ham?
You think he's being crude?
Ain't that what he's talking about?
I'm not talking about wanting the ham. Her name is... What a...
Dickman, this is Professor Clayton. Maybe you need to take a walk or get some oxygen, because I don't think there's enough getting up there.
I'm talking about a lady by the name of Ham, okay?
Okay, her name is Ham. Every time you talk about you got to get a late lunch with the ham, naturally I'm going to go to the sex.
Naturally, you're going to go to the sex. All right, so...
Bud, please.
Sorry.
All right, we're getting way far away from where you want to go. You want to talk to Mary Catherine Ham, why?
I'd like to know that, why.
All right, the reason why is because, as I said, she is a mother with a conservative point of view. She pays a big deductible to get health insurance. It's not making it. It's not helping her out. And I would love to get a late... I'm sorry, to get an early lunch. I just want to get a lunch in with Mary Catherine Ham.
This sounds like, you know what, I'm going to go back on what I said. This sounds like some kind of a social event.
My point entirely.
Well, that may be your point entirely, but you're wrong. I want to sit down with her. I found her attractive. I think she's that attractive. I think she has, to be honest with you, buck teeth.
She has buck teeth, and you sound like you have very few teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Very few teeth.
Why don't you... I want to get this back on track, if I could. It's very unfair to say that. You're talking about a woman's buck teeth. But the reason why I brought up the fact that she had buck teeth is so that you will...
So we will what?
What are we talking about now?
We're not talking about anything. We're talking about jazz, that's it.
I brought up the fact that she has buck teeth so you would not think that I have any interest in her in any sexual way or social way.
Why would that convince me you have no interest in her?
If she has buck teeth, how is she going to... That is going to be nothing but teeth.
All right.
You hear what I'm saying?
You know, sadly, you need a doctor, and I think it's been pointed out before that you need a doctor.
I'll say you need a doctor. You need more than a doctor.
What are you talking about?
If she's got buck teeth, then you can't... You know what?
I am going to forget that I heard what I just heard.
Dr. Sadler.
He said that I wanted to go on a date with her, and I'm saying I can't. Why would I be sexually interested in someone with buck teeth? Because it'd be like a vampire giving you a blowjob. Fuck it.
World famous. We apologize, folks. We just had to dump that. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Our number here, 855. Is 500-7445. We're talking with Jim Sadler and Emery Clayton. I'm a little flummoxed here.
Tom, you want something to drink, sir?
Let me have this.
That is the last time that man should be on the program.
Well, look, you know, it's a very freewheeling show. Let me, is that him?
Yeah.
Tell him.
You gotta be careful with the stuff what you say. You just do.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler.
Yeah, Jim Sadler here.
Now, you know what you did wrong.
I know what I did wrong. I was just saying that I was coaxed into it when you would talk about me wanting to have... First of all, I hear Dickman saying I want to date the ham, which is totally wrong.
Let's take this out of the realm of dating somebody. You started out and have continually hit, you want to get a late lunch with Mary Catherine Ham.
Yeah, and there you are laughing.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah, you go, late lunch with... I heard it.
You know, Dr. Sadler, you do very, very well if you don't try to interpret what's going on here. You're talking about a late lunch, a late breakfast, whatever it is, with Mary Catherine Ham. You make it sound like it's a date.
Where's Dr. Clayton?
Dr. Clayton, you're in here.
So that's what I said, Phil. I heard everything. And I want to come to the defense of Dr. Sadler, but at the same time, why don't you just lay off the late lunch and early breakfast or whatever it is?
I said an early lunch, a late breakfast.
All right, lay off that, man. Just say you'd like to meet with her. She's a conservative commentator.
But because there may be someone listening that might be able to arrange it.
Lay off the late breakfast, early lunch, or however you phrase it, because it's taken us far, far away from where we want to be, mentally, physically, everything.
Well, until I could get a... If I can get in a late...
Yeah, a late lunch or an early breakfast with Mary Catherine Ham, and who you're not interested in sexually because she has buck teeth, and that'd be like getting a blowjob from a vampire.
All right, that's...
Yeah, well, I told you, Henry. You gotta watch.
I gotta what?
Watch it.
We're gonna be right back. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Vernon Dozier is gonna be joining us along with Tyler Winsum, his attorney.
Yeah. You're laughing at Tyler Winsum.
Tandem. Yeah, I'm laughing at Tyler Winsum, his attorney. Gonna find out what's going down with Vernon Dozier and this lawsuit that he's being threatened with. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
And this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Hitchcock Erasers. Serving the entire Plethora School District for 61 years, they now make their erasers available to you. Hitchcock Erasers can erase that board real good. All kinds of chalkboards, whiteboards, you name it. Hitchcock Erasers. They've been erasing for 90 years. Erasing good things and bad. Erasing a bad past or a good past. Whatever you want them to erase, whether it is a big letter or a small letter with its grease or chalk, Hitchcock Erasers will get it done. Hi, I'm Marvin Hitchcock, and when I was set out to make an eraser, I decided that what I wanted more than anything else was an eraser that was going to work within the confines of the world that I lived in. And at that time, it was a very narrow world. I was not well. I was, in fact, quite sick. In fact, I didn't know who I was. Well, Hitchcock Erasers! Get Hitchcock Erasers at Wellesley School Supplies, or at the School Depot, or at Book Depot, or at... That's it. Won't you try my eraser? You won't? I don't blame you. That is my life's work, an eraser? I'm only kidding. I'm very proud of it. Do you have pimples? That big red one on your nose right now is not looking too good, and you know you have the big date coming up tomorrow night. It's time for Mother Weird's No Grease. Mother Weird has come up with a very, very potent concoction that can clean away all the grease, the dirt, the grime, and the filth from your pores and give you a fighting chance on that big, big date for a Friday or Saturday night. Mother Weird's
grease away. Get the canister, get the tube, get the jar, get the can, get the industrial size can, get the bag, get the hefty bag, get the doughboy, get the briefcase, or get the dog dish. All of it comes with Mother Weird's Grease Away.
Yeah! World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com reminding you that our next bar fight, and you were asked to go over and vote on it right now, in fact, at facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS. That's facebook.com/PhilHenryFans.
Why are you still messing with your nose?
I don't know. I guess I got to cut my beard or something.
That's what's happening, man. Got to cut a beard because all the nose hair is going up your nose.
Yeah, knock it off, son. You look like you're seeing things, like you're dueling it out with some imaginary cowboy or something.
Yeah, very disturbing.
Well, excuse me, I don't mean to disturb you.
Look at that. You can get your finger out of your nose.
Don't throw that at me.
Knock it off.
Well, it's itching the hell out of me. All right. As I was saying, go over there to facebook.com/PhilHenryFans and vote for your preference in this week's bar fight, Bob Green versus R.C. Collins. That will give us three winners after this bar fight is done, and then we'll have our final bar fight to get our four winners, and we'll have our two semifinal fights. And, Margaret, you're in one of them.
Yes, I am. And as I said, Frank and I were going over the prospective opponents.
All right, well, the prospective opponents as we know them now would be either Ted Bell...
Well, right now, it's just Ted Bell.
All right, so it's Ted Bell, and then, but you've got also R.C. Collins, Bob Green.
Well, that's true, yeah. What is the last fight? Do you know, Phil?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I think it'll probably be Pastor Rennick versus either Jay Santos or Steve Bozell.
Well, so those are a lot of people to look at. Those are a lot of prospective fighters to look at. We're not going to wait for the fight to be, fights to be completed, you know.
That was great. Have you ever scouted out a fight and everything like that?
I've done scouting, let me put it to you that way, of individuals that I knew I'd have a problem with. And if it came to it, you know, if it came to throwing the hands, yeah, Mama did a little bit of scouting.
Ah, damn, Margaret. What is with you anyway? But you're ready to drop the gloves at a minute's notice.
You got that right. And remember that, General. Remember that.
God, it sounds like a threat.
All right, that's not necessary, Margaret. So, what do you see in...
No, it wasn't necessary, but you know what? Now that you said it, bring it on.
You really want...
Hey, come on.
I'll give you a piece of it.
You'll give me... Did you hear her say she'll give me a piece of it?
How dare you?
All right, come on. Sit down, will you?
Punk.
I'm a punk. Hey, I'm telling you. So, what do you guys see when you do the... when you're looking at these pre-fight... whatever it is.
Pre-fight what?
Yeah, you look at scouting reports and stuff.
What scouting reports? What I know of these clowns is what I know of these clowns. Now, look, this fight, Bob Green versus R.C. Collins, this is not a problem at all. It's going to get... I think Ted is going to be very formidable. I think, frankly, I think Pastor Rennick will be formidable. And I think in his own way, Jay Santos maybe, because of his security background.
So you have no... You don't think there's a problem with Steve Bozell?
I don't think Steve Bozell would be a problem at all. I think I could drop Steve Bozell in a round, maybe a half round.
Well, what kind of round do you have in a bar fight?
Well, let's just say the first 3 minutes of the bar fight.
Yeah, because this again, and you were saying something about how to bust a beer glass.
Well, Frank was giving me pointers on how to break a chair over a guy's head, because this would be our second bar fight, or just take headlock the head and do run him right into a bar, run him into the edge of the bar, or run his head into the saloon door, something like that. There is also... What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Looks like he's...
You know, a faint man?
Yeah. Sit up straight, will you?
My head is swimming.
Your head's swimming? How'd you like your whole body to be swimming?
Anyway, so that's the things we're looking at.
Now, what do you anticipate from Ted Bell?
If I fight Ted Bell, I think he's obviously going to be strong. I don't see the others as being very strong, even Pastor Rennick. I think what Pastor Rennick has going for him is he's mental. I don't think he's mental the way Bud said it, or whoever said something about the retard strong.
We knocked that off.
All right, Phil, but that's something you have to take into consideration.
I didn't say he's that, but...
He's a mental case. The rest of them, no, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
So that's down the road. That would be one of the semifinal fights that Margaret is qualified for, as has... Ted Bell. And in the next few days, we'll find out who qualifies out of the R.C. Collins Pastor Reddick fight, and then we'll have our fourth and final preliminary fight here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So, you know, I was thinking, why is Vernon Dozier... Vernon, how come you're not involved in these bar fights?
Well, I haven't. You know, I've not decided yet whether I want to be involved in a bar fight or not. It all depends. But like I said, I haven't decided yet because I'm not so sure it's the best possible way of communicating with my students, you know.
Well, that's a very good point.
Yeah, I don't think a bar fight is the best way for a teacher to communicate. But I'll tell you this, I haven't ruled it out entirely.
So there is still a chance you jump in there because you being in there, you'd be very formidable.
Yeah, well, of course I'd be formidable. You're talking about Pastor Rennick or who's the other guy? Jay Santos. Look, if those are the only real good strong fighters you got left, then...
We've got Bob Green and R.C. Collins.
That's a joke, those two. I could take either one of them. I could take either one of them with both hands tied behind my back, my eyes closed, and me laying on the ground face down and not being able to get up. And
you could kick both their asses.
That's right.
How is that possible?
Don't even worry about it, friend.
Don't even ask, huh?
Don't even ask. All right. So I haven't decided yet whether I want to do that or not.
Well, I think it'd be a lot of fun, and I think, as Margaret said, you'd bring a dynamic into it. Okay, Coach Dozier joining us. You're being threatened with a lawsuit by a very good friend of yours, aren't you?
I am.
And can you tell us about this?
Well, I tell you, Phil, I feel terrible. Rance Dilday, who's one of our assistant coaches on the football squad, varsity squad. He's our offensive line coach. He's also our tight end coach. And I made a joke. I was talking to somebody. I was in the gym after one of the practices, and I said, or it might have been on, didn't you say you read that, General?
I read something you wrote on Twitter.
I cannot believe that I actually put that on Twitter. I feel terrible.
Well, there's the Twitter comment here. It said, our assistant coach Rance Dilday has one of the most unfortunate names that any man in the history of the planet could have.
Good God.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
It's hardcore, I'll give you that. Yeah, it's very hardcore. Why I put that on Twitter? I thought at the time I was being funny.
What were you? What did you mean by that?
What did I mean by what?
Why did you say he's got an unfortunate name?
General.
What do you mean? General. Is it the name Dilday?
Yes, it's the name Dilday.
Well, all right. I guess everyone needs this spelled out.
I don't understand.
Dilday, as in dill.
Are you trying to tell me this guy got angry because his last name sounds like the dill? I was gonna say the dill. What does that mean, the dill?
That's a cleaner way of saying it.
Yeah, it's a lot better way of saying it.
I don't think that's a better way. It sounds asinine.
The dill? You gotta be kidding me. Here is what I'm gonna say.
I think that saying the last name of this guy, Dilday, is that it?
Yes.
It sounds a lot like the dill. Now, you don't know what that means.
I know what you're trying to say. You're saying it's a classier way of saying it.
Why say that, General? Phil, you just went, why, like a deaf mute. That's what you did.
Come on, everybody. Let's get all settled down here.
When Dickman's the one that's got to settle you down.
All right, okay. Good point. Let's start all over again. The guy's name is Rance Dilday.
Rance Dilday, yeah.
All right, and you made the comment that's the most unfortunate name.
I thought I'd said it in the locker room and that was overheard by a friend of his. But I did say that that's one of the most unfortunate names in the history of man on this planet.
And the reason why is because his last name, Dilday, sounds like you're talking about the dill.
I'm going to get angry here in a minute.
What are you going to get angry about?
Bob, just say dildo, man. Yeah, why can't you say the dildo?
You know what, I appreciate the general at least trying to keep it clean.
All right, he can keep it clean, but you know what? Outside of this show, I don't know that anybody knows what we're talking about.
I can't comment. I'm feeling terrible. When the general says that it sounds like the dill, I know what he's talking about.
All right, we have on the phone here Tyler Winsome. Mr. Winsome is the attorney for Rance Dilday, and he joins us on our Newsmaker line from his offices in Los Angeles, California. Mr. Winsome, what is your client suing for, if you don't mind me asking?
All right. Well, my client is suing for the following. My client is suing for a loss of income. First of all, loss of income because of the mental cruelty, that the emotional cruelty that was visited upon him by people who had heard these comments and had seen these comments on Twitter, and the fact he was not able to go to work or face people for about a week or so, which is, I'm apprised and told by the attorney representing Mr. Dozier that that is the case, that he knew that Mr. Winsome was not going to be able to go to work. The reason is very fundamental. When Mr. Dozier, or Coach Dozier, said that Mr. Dilday's name was unfortunate, the first thing that came into Mr. Dilday's name, and I can tell because that's what the panel is talking about here, the first thing that came into their minds was the dill. You call it the dill. It's a legal term. We can go with that. With the first thing that...
The dill is a legal term, sir.
Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, this is General Galen Shaw.
Yes, it is. It's the... you can say, for instance, the woman had in her possession a dill, and the court will adhere to that. The court will glean to that, will adhere to that and stick to that as an adhesive. excuse me.
All right, I'm talking here with Mr. Taylor Winsome.
Tyler, please.
Tyler Winsome, the attorney for Rance Dilday.
You're very childish, aren't you?
Sir, I just heard you laugh.
I did not laugh at all. I'm trying to hold this together as tightly as I can so that my client, Rance Dilday, has his, as somebody made the pun, has his Dilday in court. And I'm hoping that it is a long and lasting one.
Can I address the attorney directly?
You may, sir, but you're doing it without counsel.
I don't need counsel to say this to you. And I will say this. I'm hopeful, first of all, that Mr. Dilday is all right. I apologize, and I've apologized before for what I said. I did not mean anything hurtful.
Well, you made a very crass comment. You made a crass joke out of it, Coach Dozier, and that's what hurt my client. My client, Mr. Dilday, has been familiar with you and has been a friend of yours for a number of years, correct?
That is correct. I've known Rance for probably 15 years. We coached together through high school. We coached together in professional football for about a year. He's been a good friend, and I made a clownish joke.
You made, and in so doing, the dill now becomes preeminent in the mind. You see,
when you say the dill becomes preeminent,
the dill is everything now. Mr. Dilday gets up with the.
I know I can't leave, Phil. You said that I can't leave. I would ask the attorney to grow the fuck up.
Oh my God, that there's a lady that needs help.
Margaret. You gonna sit down?
Yes.
That's a woman that needs extreme help, medical help.
I'm saying it again, and I know there's no FCC that can keep us from saying it. Grow the fuck up.
Well, if you were, you know, I won't lower to your level. I will not lower down to your level, Ms. Gray.
Well, that's good. Isn't that wonderful?
You know, I won't go down there to the level that you're at, which is a fucking...
All right, if I hear that word from anybody one more time, I will hang up and continue this conversation on another day or just cease it altogether.
I was baited into that. I apologize, Mr. Henry.
I didn't bait you into that. I'm listening to you guys giggle away at the dill.
The dill is a perfectly acceptable legal term.
It's an acceptable legal term. If it's an acceptable legal term, then why can't you... just forgive me for saying Dilday is an unfortunate...
Because you used the whole word, sir. You went Dilday, as if to say Mary or Betty or Susie went to the store one day to buy batteries for the Dilday. And the fact that it rhymes makes it worse, because it sticks in the mind. That's what my client was worried about.
But what do you mean it sticks in the mind?
If you say that my client, Mary or Susie or Betty, went to the store one day to get batteries for the Dilday... That is a rhyme, and that will stick in the mind, you see?
Well, your client's name is Dilday, sir.
Yes.
And so, who says that? I mean, who's going to be... This is a man who has the name Dilday.
It's not a common name, but as the result of the notoriety brought to the case by Coach Dozier, that very uncommon name, Dilday, has now taken off on some of the morning radio shows, some of the... These zoos, I don't know if you're familiar with these morning zoos. There's a couple of idiots that have a morning zoo show in your town that are talking dilday all, you know, dilday all the live long day. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's a song that they're doing now.
Yeah, that's a song that's now currently on Morning Zoo Radio as a result of my client being mocked.
I did not mean to mock your client. All I said was he had an unfortunate name. I'm not making up songs. I'm not making up any poetry.
Well, someone's making up the song that Mary and Susie went to get batteries for the dilday. And like that, so...
I think that more damage has been done by all of the repercussions of this, by the Morning Zoo jocks, by yourself, Mr. Attorney, as well, than has ever been done by Vernon Dozier.
Margaret, I appreciate that, but you need to stay off my side.
That's a very good piece of advice. Stay off his side or you'll be a party to this lawsuit.
My husband's an attorney, all right? Frank Gray?
Uh-huh.
You've not heard of Frank Gray?
I'm afraid I've not. I know a lot of guys named Frank Gray, and they're not lawyers. One of them is in jail, if you want my honest opinion.
Well, you know what? Maybe I ought to have my husband call you and clue you in on who he is and what he is and what he does.
Well, I will only go so far as to say that I'm not, at this time, I can talk to an attorney representing Mr. Dozier. Do you have an attorney?
I have an attorney, yeah. His name is Harvey Wireman of San Marino.
Well, I'd be more than happy to talk to him.
Can we get him on the phone?
Yeah, try and call him.
Why isn't he on the air with you right now?
Well, that's really none of your business, Counselor.
Okay.
Yeah, Harvey Wireman? Harvey Wireman.
Hardly Wireman?
Yeah. Hey, Harvey Wireman.
Hey, Harvey, it's Phil Hendry here with Mr. Taylor Winsome, who's the attorney representing Rance Dilday in that case.
I'm familiar with it. Tyler, how are you?
I'm very good, sir. Your name is Harvey Wireman, right?
Yeah, my name's Harvey Wireman. I'm the attorney on record for Mr. Dozier.
Well, you know, do you know the specifics of the case?
Yeah, I know the specifics of the case. He made a joke out of your client's last name, Dilday, and it was, quite frankly, I laughed when I heard it.
You laughed? I'd like to make a record of that.
You want to make a record? You want me to go in a recording studio and make a record out of it?
I want to know. I'm noting it for the record that you laughed at my client being called Dilday like he's... You know, the dill.
And this whole thing about the dill, which you brought up in the judge's chambers last week.
What do you mean in the judge's chambers?
Where the judge sits and has his lunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he thinks that means his bedroom or something like that.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, that when you said the judge's chambers, naturally I thought of...
They think it's a king-size bed and all that.
You know, let me see. Give me the...
Hey, Winsome, is this you?
No, it's my twin brother. Yes.
You know what? I'm not even going to talk to you. I'll see you in court, and you can bring whatever you got. But your client's name, Dilday, is really funny, and my client made a joke, and it was a funny joke. And even if it reminds people of the dill, as you put it, this ass that you have for a client...
You know, I cannot for the life of me talk any longer. I've tried...
Is he not there?
He hung up, and you know he can't hang up.
Yeah, Mr. Winsome? You are the represent. Are you the? You're the representative of Mr. Dilday. You can't hang up. Yeah, you got to. Yeah.
All right, bud. Don't rub it in. So, Harvey, what do you think?
What do I think? He's an asshole. That's what I think. And I think that that Mr. Dozier has been put through far more emotional cruelty than any guy named Dilday. This guy Dilday, he should have known the day he was born or shortly thereafter that he was going to go through life. And people would be comparing him to the dill until the day that he dropped dead. Okay? And the headline on that day would say, the dill is dead. How about that? Isn't that guy there?
Does he want to come back on?
Yeah, you have to come back on because you get... Yeah.
I heard him. The dill is dead. Ding dong, the dill is dead. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That sounds even better.
Well, we'll see you in court. And the dill... I got a client right now who's an emotional wreck. Because of you and the little jokes and the songs that you create, and this man, Mr. Dozier.
My name is Vernon Dozier.
Yeah, Mr. Dozier. And now my client has to go through the day as the dill, Mr. Dilday. See how it all rhymes and how it's all wrong?
I think you're all wrong. If you want my honest opinion, what's your name again?
My name is Tyler Winsome.
I think you're all wrong. I think you were wrong from the gate. And I think you're going to lose your ass in court. And that's all I got to say.
All right, we're going to let you go, Mr. Winsome.
Oh, you're going to let me go now and let this old creep...
And we do thank you, Vernon and Harvey. Thank you very much for joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm still here. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hendry.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you very much for that segment, Phil. It answered no questions. It was not particularly adept at any legal information. In fact, it was a confusing segment. It seemed like an excuse just to say dill and dill day.
Oh, well, there you go. There's your proof. All right. You're not going to blame me for it.
Well, why wouldn't I blame you for it?
I didn't make a joke out of the guy's name. I never even heard of this guy, Rance Dilday and the dill.
Now, that is a very important. I know General and Margaret, you probably don't understand that this generation, the dill is significant.
What do you mean, to this generation, the dill is significant?
Very significant, you know, a curse word or whatever, slang word.
What do you think about that, Phil?
I think they're both full of crap.
What are you talking about, man? I mean, one time I listened to a pirate radio station, the guy goes, this is K-D-I-L, the dill, like a giant dill flying through space.
Yeah, and they're making jokes about it.
Well, what does that prove, man? You're listening to a pirate station called KD. there's what happens. Henry starts laughing, and everything goes to hell in a handwagon. Speaking of going to hell in a handwagon, world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Coming up, we're going to have... I've got Ted Bell, I guess, is going to lay down some ground rules. Right for the semifinal.
Well, I don't know that, but we also have Pastor William Rennick coming up. He'll give us an idea as to what he has in store for his big fight coming up.
All right, Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Sweet Farm. What's that? You have a loved one you'd like to bring in and have them set down in a block of ice? Please do. We're open 24/7 here at Sweet Farm, so whatever the problem is at your home, get that offending loved one down to us right away, and we'll cool them off on our special Sweet Farm block of ice.
Sweet Farm. Your loved one will be treated just like a drink. Your loved one will be treated just like shrimp.
Sweet Farm. On ice they go.
Sweet Farm. For the last 21 years, you, me, baby makes three.
What?
Not a singer, I just world famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is Robert Leonard and here's Mr. Hendry. All right. It's good to be back with you guys. Busy times here at the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Busy times. You know, we have a brand new website design that we rolled out a couple of 3 weeks ago. We have improved our search engine. We have improved our archiving. And that continues to be an ongoing effort. And I know you've heard me say this before, but I swear to God, this is it, baby. We are now going to be loading in our Miami archives. And I've got tape after tape after tape of that. These are shows. Frankly, I don't know how many tapes we've got, but everything that I've got is probably all that there is left of the Phil Hendry Show from Miami. So we will have those in the archives as well. And on top of those, we've got another 25,000 hours of great radio. Great radio shows from Phil Hendry Show's past, different generations of our show, including our current podcast. We've got the Bobby Dooley podcasts that right now we have featured on our archive page. Coming up, we're going to have our best, not our best, all of our commercials, right, Margaret?
Yes, all of the commercials from 2016 will be featured on a download.
And don't forget our bar fight series. We're going to have the championship bar fight available for download, and we're also going to be calling that, at least, I guess, Jack I. Gagner or somebody.
Well, which sports guys have you got?
Yeah, Joe Dickhead, and he can do it too.
Yeah, Joe Dickhead and Jack I. Gagner.
You gotta be, are you kidding me? Those two guys, who's gonna make out with the... Who's gonna make out what?
Nobody will be able to...
No one will be able to make out while they're on the air?
They won't make out what they're gonna say.
I'm sure they'll be fine. I wouldn't worry about that. All right, I'm not too sure what we're gonna close... She said Pastor William Rennick and Ted Bell will be joining us here to sort of close out the segment, or close out the show, I should say, with their take on the bar fights. People have been asking about the Pastor William Rennick involvement in this. And Pastor William Rennick joining us from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. God, it's been a long time, Pastor Rennick. I hope you're well. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm happy that you have involved me in this.
You're not feeling... a bit queasy as a Christian being involved in a bar fight.
I will go anywhere, and I'll do anything. And I want you to understand this. I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything to bring my message to people. And even that means a bar fight. I'll get a bar fight with the devil. I'll get a bar fight with evil men. I get in a bar fight with anyone that kind of try to slow down my message. So whatever I can do and however I can do it, I'd be happy to do it, Phil.
All right, well, you know, it is a bar fight, so we wanted to make sure.
Well, look, there's two ways, two kinds of Christians. The ones that are pacifists, all right, the ones that don't fight, they don't kick up a fuss, none of that. And then the other kind of Christian, you know all about it, everybody knows about Christians, go out and kick ass. You know what I'm saying?
So you're the ladder.
I'm the ladder. I'm the ladder, I'm the step ladder. I'm the stepson, I'm the son, I'm the...
That's all, you know, you want to know, because that is, a bar fight is a bar fight.
I know what a bar fight is. I've been in bar fights.
You have? While you were a preacher?
No, long time before that. Long time before. I'm talking about my other life. You know, I had the life that I learned with, I got the life that I love with, I got the life that I'm living with right now. But the life that I learned with, the life that I love with, that's the life that I'm not living now. The life I'm living now, the life of a holy man, the life of a, you know, the life of a holy man and a man that is going to do the right thing, even if I've got to break a man's face over a bar stool or kick someone's teeth.
Okay, you know, let's not get too violent here. I just wanted to know if you're going to be involved.
I'm going to be involved, all right. And here's the thing. Who's the guy I'm supposed to be fighting?
Well, you're I thought they said Pastor, not Pastor, they said Jay Santos.
They said Jay Santos or Steve Bozell.
Jay Santos. Woo! Man, I will kill either one of them. I say that figuratively. Kick their ass. So I'm feeling very, very confident about it, Phil. And again, all I want to do is while I'm beating on Steve Bozell, while I'm beating Jay Santos' ass into the turf, I want to be able to let everybody know, Joyful Union Congregation, open for business. Come on down. Be a part of a wonderful family, a wonderful congregation of people that worship at the Lord. And, you know, bar fight, the bar fight. But at the end of that bar fight, I make a man my friend that I've converted someone.
Do you think you're going to make somebody your friend after you beat their ass?
Did you just belch again?
He does that all the time.
I mean, did I just belch again?
Every show, I listen to you every show now, you're going, yeah, I'm going to make that man my friend.
So you kick Jay Santos' ass or Steve Bozell's ass, this guy's going to be your friend.
Every man is my friend. Now, here's the thing that I'm worried about. I know Vernon Dozier, and Coach Dozier is not involved in the bar fight at all. I'm not so sure that I should be involved if Vernon Dozier is going to get involved.
Yeah, you're afraid he's going to kick your ass?
No, I'm not. You understand something, Dickman. No one's going to kick my ass. I'm just worried that I might steal some of his thunder, some of his headlines, that's all.
All right, well, I doubt that. What I heard Vernon say is he doesn't know because he's not too sure it's the best thing.
I know he doesn't want to, what do you call,
What did you just went, all of these people that are on this show tonight, Phil, sound like they've already been in a bar fight, and they've all had curb bite.
God damn, are you kidding me? What did I do?
My question for you is very simply this. Vernon Dozier said that he is not going to be involved, and you just mentioned he's not going to be involved in the fight because he doesn't want to give a bad impression or a bad influence on his kids, so that pretty much locks you in.
That locks me in unless Vernon Dozier is going to be in a fight. If Vernon Dozier jumps in, I think I'm going to jump out because he is a formidable man. He's also a teacher, and I don't want to kick some teacher's ass. You know, the last thing I want to do is kick ass on one of our great teachers. I can tell you this, Phil.
Now, just a question.
Whoa, hold on. I can tell you this. Because I have been a man, all of my life I've tried to be a good teacher. But I know what the good teachers are. I'll tell you this. You got to remember this.
My God.
Who said that?
I did. I just heard you.
Well, you just everybody. A good teacher.
Yeah. And
who's talking?
Bud, shut up, will you?
A good teacher.
Give me the thing.
Now, who was that?
General Shaw, I apologize.
I don't want to hear nothing. Nobody. Who's that?
It's your TV.
Oh, turn that down. Now, Phil, you and your crew, and even if there's a guy, I heard a guy, was that Rance Dilday? Is that a name?
Yes, Rance Dilday is one of the coaches.
When I coach,
yeah.
You, all of you in there, and Rance Dilday, I want you at Joyful Congregation Monday morning, 6 o'clock, so we can cleanse you out, because all of you are funky, man. That whole Dill segment.
Pastor William Renick, ladies and gentlemen, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil, so you just cut him off there.
That sounded like a good time.
Sounded like a perfect time. Yeah, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I've got it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
And the Dill.
All right, don't forget, go on over there to facebook.com/Phil Henry Fans and vote for your favorite bar fighter.